I've been following my Lin Chen, my practice, and my gurus and my teachers, and I've been practicing yellow. And then all of a sudden, these Tibetans who have too much food and fat now, and they're doing well, they come and say, oh, yellow is not good. You gotta practice beige. I'm like, what? You mean I've wasted 25 years of my life? And then they indirectly insinuate, your lama was wrong. Song Rinpoche is wrong. I'm gonna go ballistic. I'm gonna lose any semblance of fake compassion I've been faking out to get money from people here. I'm gonna drop all that fake compassion that I've been acting out like an award-winning actor here and pretending I'm a lama in compassion to get money and food and whatever I want from you suckers. I'm gonna drop all those pretenses. I'm gonna go ballistic. Why am I gonna go ballistic? Because it's my ego. I picked the wrong lama. It's not even about Sorumchi anymore. It's about my ego. I'm wrong, me. And that's how people act. I don't care if Sorumchi's right or not. It's I lost faith because I'm stupid enough to pick the wrong lama. And then some people even go as far to think that their lama is wrong. After they've received so much dharma, love and care and compassion and gifts and teachings, they've received so much from their lama. And then they think, oh, my lama's wrong. And then they just hear one gossip from another side and they jump on that side. What does that tell you about the person? I will go ballistic. So, if I've been practicing yellow, and he's been practicing yellow, my guru, and his practice has been practicing yellow and yellow and yellow all the way back to Lama Tsongkhapa's time, or whatnot, or whatever la, and then you tell me it's wrong, you tell me do beige, because blah, 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 said so. And then I switch to beige. What happens if someone comes along and says, oh, beige is not right? You know, 10 years on, like, it can happen. Beige is not right. We found out it's gold. So I'm not so traumatized anymore because I've switched once, just switch again. And then just switch again, just keep switching. Why not? I change my clothes. I change my lovers. I change food. I change glasses. Change my belief. Change my Buddhas. Change my Yidams. Change my practices. It's no problem. Change is good. I tell myself, change is good. The only thing that's not changing is my attitude. And the only fact that's not changing is I'm coming back into samsara. I bought myself a one-way, no-return ticket. And that's what people do. They listen to little rumors. They get so much dharma. They harass the lama. They ask him so many questions. They do this and this and this. And then they hear teeny one little rumor. Really? And if they believe it, I want to meet up and then say, really? You believe so easy? Really? Well, I would love to say that. But I won't because I need more help and money from you, so I gotta pretend I'm holy. Well, that's the truth. I gotta pretend I'm holy. How else am I gonna extort more things from you? How am I gonna extort more things? The only way I can extort is if you believe I'm holy and wonderful and fabulous. And I'm having a great life here. I sit on a throne with silks. I have great, fabulous tanka artworks. You don't have that. I've got great buildings. People donate things to me. I don't have to work. I can get up when I want. And then I can tell the sponsors they collect merit. And if I go one more step and tell them, oh, we were connected from a previous life, they're like, really? I'm having a great time doing that. So why should I break up my bubble and break your bubble? Let me keep on my acting. Why don't I keep doing that? If that's what I'm interested in. So if I'm going to do that, I better follow what I'm doing. I better be nice to everybody, not scold, not criticize, not tell anybody off, not ostracize them, not talk to them. Some students complain, Rinpoche's not compassionate, doesn't talk to me. What? If I wanted things from you, wouldn't I talk to you? I want those checks. I want the nice things. I want more cars. I want more buildings. I want another diamond ring. Another diamond ring. I want you to pay for my trips to Hong Kong and stuff like that. I want to stay in 5-star hotels. I want more. So doesn't it behoove me to be nice to you? to write you nice emails. You're wonderful, you're fabulous, you're reaching third level bodhisattva, keep going, you're going the right way. Why would I tell you to do your sadhana if you don't want to? It's all right, you're advanced, you don't need to do your sadhana. You can do your own sadhana. In fact, I've discovered that you're a reincarnation of Tsongkhapa. You can make up your own sadhana. Why should you do the sadhana I teach you? Give me the check, thank you. Why should I criticize you? Why should I even slap you? Anywhere you go in the world, you slap people, who's going to say I love you? They're going to hate you. Why should I slap you? Why should I do that to you if I want money and respect and help from you? Why? So you check, does it match? Why should I ignore students for a year and not talk to them? Why? Is that the way to get money, help, finances, love, care, respect, and money, and finances, and diamonds, and money from them? I just want to get my priorities straight just in case it slipped your mind. Is that the right way to get it? Is that when you have big sponsors, you ignore them, you don't see them, you don't call them, you don't talk to them, you don't go eat with them? Is that the right way to get more money from your big sponsors? To ignore them? Or is it you're trying to impart the Dharma to them? Think. If I want to get money and extort things from people, it's very easy. Malaysians love, and Maoris too, love nice talk. Malaysians love a pat on the back. Swiss people love cheese. Malaysians love it when you tell them that they're a reincarnation of something. Taiwanese people love it when you take them to Din Din and pay for it. They love it. Malaysians love it when you tell them they're advancing in practice. And that if they want to do one omani pemehum a week, it's no problem, you'll get enlightened in this lifetime. They love it. And then you make sure you tell them that they can't touch their own statues and they can't clean their own altar. Do you know why? Because if they do then how are you going to get an ang bao? You have to tell them only I can touch your statues or it's bad luck for you. That's right. It's very easy to extort money from Malaysians because Malaysians are very nice and they're very believing. And if you wear robes and you have a big name, then they believe you because they're not used to being cheated by religious people. They're very nice people. So if anyone wants to come and cheat Malaysians, if they want to, it's very, very easy. If that's what they want. So let me give them the recipe. Don't shout at them. Don't tell them they're going the wrong way. Don't slap them. Don't scream at them. And don't ignore them for more than 1 hour. Tell them they're fabulous. Tell them they're advanced. And the biggest key is to tell people that they're a reincarnation of something. Tell them that. And that's the secret ingredient of becoming a high, famous Rinpoche in Malaysia. That's the ingredient. Anywhere in the world, actually, now that I think about it, why would you want to criticize people? Tell them off, ostracize them. Give them dirty looks if they don't come for teachings. Force them to go to Mingtema. They don't want to go to Mingtema, don't want la. As long as the rent is paid and you own the building, what else do you want? And make sure you tell them that you're a very high incarnation and that they made a mistake. It's not your 56th, it's your 58th. And that every single Ganden Triduum Ju is actually you, just an emanation. But you, tell them that. And tell them, in fact, you have these, you were thinking that you had a dream about Lama Tsongkhapa the other, you saw a statue, so you think that maybe you're his emanation. Yeah, maybe you're an emanation of Lama Tsongkhapa because you had a dream. I mean, we all have dreams. And if they have dreams, they are too. They dreamt that they're going to the store with their godmother, and they were in SS2. Oh, definitely you're an incarnation of Tsongkhapa. Why is that? Well, Kichara Paradise belongs to Tsongkhapa, and it's in SS2, and you walk there, and it was a dream. So, I mean, isn't it clear? Tell them that. They'll be like, oh, Rinpoche, you're so high. That's fabulous. In fact, you can do that anywhere in the world, not just in Malaysia. See, Malaysians are not singled out to be stupid among the world. They're just very nice, and they're quite gentle. Most of them. But if you don't keep it together now, fighting, doubt, If the Lama's here, you can't even make it to a Dharma teaching. He's got to come all the way back from the Bardo so he can give you a Dharma teaching. You don't show up? The Lama's got to die. He's got to go to the Bardo, visit his friends somewhere in Vajugini heaven, and then a tearful goodbye, go back to samsara. And then he's got to find the right woman and go inside of her and hope she's not a fruitcake. And then he's got to come out after 9 months of being stuffed in a claustrophobic little space. And then he's got to be pushed out, if he's lucky, head first. If not, feet first, bad luck. And then when he comes out, he gets a slap. And then he gets pillows and cushions, all that rubbed against his skin, which feels like sandpaper. And then he's got to be forced to go to school, and he's got to be forced to go under all the little political games that the parents may or may not have. And then watch his parents fight, maybe die early, maybe get sick, maybe he has some congenital disease from his lineage. And then he's got to go to that rotten school and learn all that crap again. And then grow up, and if he's unlucky, have one or two kids, very unlucky. And those kids are screaming away and sucking the life out of him. Or he's got to go back to the monastery and memorize all those texts again. Oh my God. And then come back and then get his visa and his permits and then fly back here to sit on the throne to hear people say, I can't make it to the Dharma talk. What for? All that journey and you can't even make it to a Dharma talk. I can't make it to the puja because I have to survive. Oh, God, I hate that. The Lama came all the way back through time, space, Bardo, and a womb. And you can't make it to a Dharma talk? And then you say, please come back and teach us the Dharma. Teach who? Teach who the Dharma?